Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. Today's episode is all about the five types of social proof that freelancers need to succeed in their business. So if you are interested in the types of social proof you can share on your website and like how to get better and showcase that you can do what you say you're gonna do, this is the episode for you. So I'm gonna talk about five different types of social proof and kind of break those down, how to get them and, you know, where to find the information. So let's get started. Okay, let's be honest. When it comes to freelancing, you need your clients to know, like, and trust you. So one of the best ways to speed up that trust is through social proof. So we need to gather social proof so that our clients understand who we are, what we do, and how we can help them. So I'm going to shed light on five different types of social proof that you can gather for your business that show that you know what you're doing and that you're the right freelancer for them. So we're going to talk about brands, you know, creating content for or worked with, testimonials, writing samples, results you've gotten, and awards and certificates that you've received. So I'm going to break all of those down, kind of talk about where to get those things at and, you know, how to do them in a cost-effective way. And we're really just going to work hard on that. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is brands you've written for, brands you've worked with, brands you've, you know, created art for, like all of those different things, like the brands you've worked with, and basically just like the logos. So if you go to amandacross.co, one of the first things you see on the homepage is literally just a bunch of logos of places I've worked for. So I've written content for. And basically the big sites, especially the niche sites that I've worked with, I really like to showcase those because I think it just looks really clean and professional and awesome when you go to a website and you see all of these logos. It really does make a big impact on how your clients think about you and what they feel about you. So having all those like really nice logos is just like a really great way to say, oh, this person knows what they're doing. Other people have trusted them to create content for them, so I should trust them too. So I love to create those things. So here's how I do it. So I have my site on Squarespace, and Squarespace is pretty great about being able to, like, you know, put images close to each other. I essentially basically just go on Google and I search for their company logos. Usually I look for a PNG version, so it's got a so it's got a logo and like the background is like solid, it's like not there, you know what I'm saying? So that's what usually a PNG does. PNGs don't usually have backgrounds, and it's just really helpful, especially if you have a website that's colorful. Like my website is white, the background is white, so it really doesn't matter what I do there. But if you don't have a white background, you definitely want the background of your things to be not there, because otherwise it'll just show up like really awkwardly. So especially if you have something that's just even off white, it'll show up. So make sure you're getting a logo with no background color, and so that it's just completely just a logo and nothing else. I'm pretty sure you could probably use something like Background Remover, like Remove BG, which is one of my favorite tools. I'm going to link it in the show notes of this episode to remove the background if you can't find a PNG image. But if you can, just find it from the start, because it'll save you a lot of time. So basically, I just have this on my front page, and what I do is I link it to the latest article I've written for that website. So if they happen to click on it, they don't always click on it, but if they happen to click on it, it'll take them to the actual like last post I wrote for that company. That's just another like little tweak you can add to your logos to make them stand out more, to make them more interactive and helpful. So I would say definitely do your logos, go through, especially if you're a writer, your logos are so important because it shows that big name companies have paid you for your work, or big name companies have let you guest post on their website, like whatever that happens to be. Like, it's just a really great way to show your social proof. And it's just a really visual way to show your social proof, because I love these other ways that I talk about, but I definitely think that the brands you worked with logos is like one of the easiest, most visually appealing ways to say, hey, this is like the amazingness that I, you know, have in my back pocket. So I love to show the logos. So the next thing is kind of similar to your logos. It's your testimonials. So these are actually things and statements that your audience has actually, or your clients have actually said about you. So logos are just like, oh, I wrote here, or I made art for this, or I did that, I did this. Well, testimonials is the next step to that. It's actually sharing what people say about you. So you don't have to post every single testimonial you'll ever get, but like, I really encourage you to post anything that's really like in depth and long, or like just much more helpful and has like the ability to say, oh, this is the particular person. So especially if you can put a picture to a testimonial, you can put a name to a testimonial, a company to a testimonial, those are going to be really great things, and that's going to lead to way more like usefulness from your testimonials. And also, if you can add video to testimonials, that means a world of difference, because getting a video testimonial is not easy. I'm not yet to do it, but I know a lot of people who have video testimonials on their freelance website or on their personal brand website, and it really makes a big difference. So if you can get clients to submit a video talking about you and talking about how much they love you and working with you, this is definitely going to be someone you worked with long term and not someone you worked with like, you know, just one off. But if you can get them to submit a video testimonial, that's even better. And so what I do is I include a couple of testimonials on my homepage, and then I just include them in places where I think people might want them. So I know, I think I have a couple on my Hire Me page. I have a testimonials page, but it's kind of getting revamped. And honestly, I don't know if 100% of that many people just like go to a testimonials page. It's not one of my most visited pages, like my homepage or my Hire Me page. So I tend to stick with the Hire Me page and the homepage as the places where I put a testimonial or two. And so just to give it a little bit more oomph and be like, oh, this is what my clients have to say. So that's definitely an option for you. And I would highlight your best ones, especially on your homepage, because that's a big page that's visited often. So yes, testimonials are so important, you guys. And building those, asking for them regularly is really important. So I know it sucks. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. I like always like shrink up when I'm trying to like ask for a testimonial. But if you've done the work and you've been there for your clients, they probably have a lot of great things to say about you. And the worst they can say is no. And they might say no, like, oh, I don't feel comfortable giving you a testimonial. And if that's the case, it's okay. But if they feel comfortable giving you a testimonial, definitely ask for one. And there's this like misconception that you need to have like a ton of experience with someone to write a testimonial, and that's not necessarily the case. I've had like to get over my own like feelings of inadequacy of like I've only worked with someone like once or twice. But I really think it's important, and especially for me, because I work on a lot of like bigger projects, like bigger articles. And it's okay if I haven't done like 5,000 articles with a client. I can still ask for a testimonial after a couple of times working with them, and that's okay. So definitely do that. So testimonials, so important. And after you've finished a project, definitely ask for a testimonial. Don't wait for weeks or months until, because you never know, and like they might not even be like ready to respond at that point. So ask like as soon as the project is over, hey, can you give me a testimonial about how I did on this project? It just really helps pull it all together really quickly. So the next thing I'm talking about is samples of your work. So whether that's articles you've written, you know, sales pages you've created, email campaigns you ran, all that good stuff, provide samples of that stuff on your website. That's social proof. That's like literally like, oh my goodness, you've done the damn thing, because you actually did it. And here are some samples. So samples are even better if you have your name on them. So if you're a writer especially, try to get samples that have like your actual name attached on websites. So trying to find clients who are comfortable giving you credit for your work is really important. And it's something that has helped me so much over the years, because that's like one of the best social proofs ever. It's like being able to send someone to content that you've written, that you have your name on, like epic content that you've created. So try to get those samples up. So honestly though, that's really more for writers, the part about like having your name on it, because a lot of things don't have like necessarily your name on it, with art, try to like put your little signature in the corner or something. With some things, it's going to be harder to share, to show that you actually wrote it or produced it or created it, like an email campaign. Like, it's going to be hard to be like, oh, I definitely created this. You see my signature right there. But, I mean, most people assume that if it's on your website, you did it. So just, you know, be able to walk the walk and talk the talk after someone looks at your portfolio and says, oh, they're, like, really cool. Be able to make sure you can also perform the duties that you say you're going to perform. So samples are just such an important part of the process, because people want to see like what you can do to see if you're the right fit for their project or their blog or their art piece installation or whatever it is they're doing. They want to know if you're the right fit, so that social proof can be like astronomically important. Another thing that I think you should worry about, whether you're a writer or an art person or like a graphic designer or whatever you do, is the results you've received or the results you've gotten for other people. So, for example, if you're an email marketer, you want to be able to say, oh, this is my open rate, or this is my click rate. You want to be able to show, oh, these are the results that my people have gotten. This is the sales funnel I built for them, and this is how it led them to more money. So all of these things are so important, because these are the things that people are going to be thinking about, because most things are business transaction. They're not just about like, oh, I want, you know, articles for the sake of articles. It's I want articles because it's going to give me XYZ. So you got to find out what the XYZ is and then share the results you've received. And that might require a little bit more digging than you actually have access to. So I would reach out to some past clients and be like, okay, so what is the results I've received? What are the results you received as a count of the content I've created for you? And then once you know what they've received, then you can actually go back in and, you know, create better content, and share with your potential clients the kind of things that they're actually interested in hearing about, which is, you know, how you've helped other people. And that's the kind of stuff you know if you have that social proof of the results you've received. So don't be afraid to contact old clients to see how their content is faring, or, you know, how their website really helps them. Like, those testimonials are important, but also making sure that you have some actual data and stuff to back it all up. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about awards and certificates. Because awards and certificates make a big difference. They show that you went to school. They show that you, you know, really worked hard at something and passed an important test. So there are some free awards or certificates you can get online. You can also, like, pay for things and, like, go to college or take a, like, national exam. Like, different things like that make sense. So if you were an HR consultant, getting your, like, going to like the CHRM and going through that exam process, or, you know, if you are a business consultant, having an MBA would make a lot of sense if you are consulting other people on how to run their businesses. So all of these awards that you can get, like, I know that HubSpot has a lot of courses. Yeah, HubSpot has a lot of courses, and people love to take those for like email certification and content marketing. It can be free content, it can be free courses, but you can also do other types of courses that are more mainstream and traditional. It just depends on how much money you have, but that's a great way to provide social proof, because a lot of these places have like little stamps you can put on your website, or they have, you can share your diploma with people, you can share all of these awards with people. So it's just another great way to show that you know what you're doing, you know what you're up to, and that you can make great, you can help people make good money. So those are the five types of social proof for freelancers. So again, that's the brands you've worked with, testimonials, writing samples, results you've gotten, and then awards or certificates that you've received. So these are all the types of social proof that you want to think about. And I think that another thing I want to touch on is that building social proof takes time. A lot of people think that it's going to be that way right off the bat. They're going to start their freelance website, social proof is going to come like it was like pre-packaged with their freelance website. And that's just not the case. It all takes time to manage. So I would say if you want to grow your business through a social proof in 2020, you know, take it one step at a time. You know, for one quarter, build up things like writing samples or guest posts, or build your portfolio, build your art pieces, build everything up, like really focus on the portfolio side of things. And then maybe you want to spend another quarter taking classes, applying for awards, building your knowledge, etc., and really focusing on the education or certificate side of things. So then another quarter, you might want to spend getting testimonials from clients. Or maybe another quarter, you want to spend, you know, following up with people and creating results-driven content for your clients. So there's so much that you can do to really just break it down and make it easier for you to understand, okay, this is not going to happen overnight. I need to break this down quarter by quarter. What exactly do I want to accomplish this quarter and this quarter and this quarter? Break that down and then keep at it, because it's going to take you a while to get it there, you guys. And I promise you that. It's never going to be like one and done. It's never going to be like super easy. It's going to take some time. And that's okay. You want it to take time. You want building a business to take time, because it does. So I hope that you guys liked this episode. So there you have it. Another episode of The Ambitious Freelancer is in the books. And I had so much fun today talking about the different types of social proof that you can use to, you know, build your freelance business. There's so much to think about that's not just creating like social proof testimonials. I think testimonials are amazing and they can be really helpful in your business, but I feel like a lot of people focus so much on testimonials that they don't consider the other types of social proof that's out there for their business. So I really hope that you guys got some food for thought and some different ideas to think about as you're building your freelance website and how to build that know, like, and trust factor with your clients, because let me tell you, it can be challenging if you're not thinking about the different aspects and ways to do it. So, you know, go to your freelance website today and fix it up and get some more of those different types of social proof on your website. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast player of choice. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye!